Okay, so we just rolled into episode 587, and I'm already wondering if any of these spatial tricks will actually ship before the end of the year.
Right.
My week's been a blur of dashboards and a weird craving for map-based pizza toppings. Yeah, I'm that person now.
Yeah.
The article's main claim is that powerful machine learning looks deceptively easy because we keep slipping on spatial leakage, not just temporal leakage.
Exactly.
It lays out six traps: the proximity and persistence trap, coverage illusion, boundary illusion, geographic bias, hedonic oversimplification, and the silent maintenance tax.
The key is to benchmark against a persistence baseline, just carry forward the last observed price, or a spatiotemporal KNN that captures local trends.
Their experiment uses the London House Price Kaggle dataset, contrasting a random split with a temporal spatial holdout that forces unseen neighborhoods into the test set.
In the random split, nearby houses leak into both train and test. So CapBoost looks spectacular, but it's really just memorizing spatial proximity.
Makes sense.
When they switch to the harder holdout, GPBoost beats CapBoost, while the KNN baseline stays stable, proving that spatially aware models truly generalize.
The results show model rankings flip once you stop leaking geography, and the MSE gain is measured against a persistence benchmark.
Technically, the argument is solid when you have clear geographic units, but it overgeneralizes to any tabular problem. Hidden clustering can still fool you.
Interesting.
Anyone building location-heavy products, real estate platforms, insurance risk tools, logistics routing needs to watch these traps or they'll ship models that only work downtown.
Got it. You know, after reading this, I wondered if my rent would rise just because I'm next to a coffee shop. Maybe I should move to the suburbs for cleaner data. All right, Harper, let's keep an eye on those spatial traps, and maybe next time we'll actually test a model on my new suburb.